Thank you. かるよ。
Thank you.
verse 35. Zvino wakati aswedera Jeriko, rimwe bofu raigara panzira richikumbira.
Dincate de mult a iubit Dumnezeu lumea, ca a dat pe singurul său fiu să moară, ca oricine crede în el să nu piară, ci să aibă viață veșnică.
Yoru Fukuin Sho, Jugo Sho, Jui Sets Kara, Nijion Sets Mari. Mata Iwareta, Aru Stoni, Ftarno Musko Gata, Tokro Ga Ototo Ga, Chichio Yanita, Chichio.
Also hat Gott die Welt geliebt, dass er seinen eingeborenen Sohn gab, auf dass alle, die an ihn glauben, nicht verloren werden, sondern das ewige Leben haben.
Presentemos al mundo un mensaje de paz. Y aunque sea llorando, llevemos adelante la gran comisión que Cristo nos ha dejado.
Car Dieu a tant aimé le monde qu'il a donné son Fils unique, afin que quiconque croit en lui ne périsse pas, mais qu'il ait la vie éternelle.
János 3:16. Mert úgy szerette Isten a világot, hogy az ő egyszülött fiát adta, hogy minden valaki hiszen ő benne, el ne vesszen, hanem örök életet vegyen.
May we join in singing Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun, number 8 in your program. Let us stand together as we sing.
Not every day that two people are lucky enough to sing for so many beautiful women. I think that I'd rather sing to a woman than anybody in the world because they smile back at me. I was raised by a woman and I grew to love them. But I want to thank Ms. Mathis right now for the opportunity of Betsy and I being here and just for all the sweet, wonderful things that the WU's done for us. We want to sing a song tonight that talks about the person that's most special in both of our lives. That's Jesus Christ. He's somebody that means more to me than anybody else because of what he did for us. Because one day he came and he died for us. And he shed something that's the most precious thing anybody has. His blood. For what can wash away all our sin? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. But just suppose our God searched all through heaven, he couldn't find one willing to be a supreme sacrifice that was needed, that would buy eternal life for you and me.
Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary,
had it not been for the old rugged cross,
let us sing together Set My Soul Afire. It's number 5 in your program. While you're locating this number, I'd just like to say what a joy it's been to have been a part of this wonderful program. I've enjoyed every minute of it. All the beautiful music by our fine instrumentalists and by this lovely couple that sang, the others that have performed. Of course, to meet for the first time and hear the great Irene Jordan. It's been a a wonderful experience musically, and to have been again with Ms. Mathis, Ms. Alma Hunt especially, at this great moment in her life. It's been a great joy to have been a part of this program. Now let us stand together as we sing Set My Soul Afire. Set my soul. With me.
day. For this great love I can never repay. Grace all sufficient, though sinful I've been. God loved me so much, in spite of my sin. Grace so amazing, grace undeserved. I'll ever praise Him and joyfully serve. Grace so amazing and love so divine makes life worth living and brings joy sublime. Grace so amazing was bought by God's Son. Through His deep agony, victory was won. I cannot fathom why He would love me enough to die there on dark Calvary. Grace so amazing, grace undeserved. I'll ever praise Him and joyfully serve. Grace so amazing and love so divine makes life worth living and brings joy.
Organists do not usually get to say anything, but I asked for a microphone tonight so that I could say a word of explanation about the organ pieces to be played in this little mini concert. The first one is the feeling that I've had throughout this meeting, which is perhaps that should be changed to women, but in Dulce Jubilo are good Christian men rejoice and good Christian women rejoice in the wonderful fellowship that we have had today and yesterday and throughout this meeting. There are two settings by Bach. The first one is very lively and very jubilant. The second one, if you hear little bells, it's intended. There is a tiny little Zimbelstern, and you'll hear very, very lightly the tinkle of bells on the second setting of Rejoice. Then the next piece is very quiet and very lovely, and what we usually think of when we think of organ, cantabile, and uses the chimes of the organ. And the last piece is perhaps the needs a word of explanation, because we think of the organ as something that produces beautiful sounds, and this is true, but this piece is a little frightening, and yet I think perhaps it would be a good one to close with, because it expresses the sense of urgency that we need to feel about missions. The piece is called The Last Judgment, and it isn't a pretty picture. It reminds us of Matthew telling us about the sheep and the goats being divided, and about the last judgment coming, when there would be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the rumbling of the pebbles that you will hear represents the earth being opened as the earthquakes. The earth opens up in an earthquake and swallows people, and it's a very frightening picture, and perhaps it will make us more aware of the urgency of our task of carrying the message of Christ wherever we go, so that we will be certain that everyone has heard the message and had the opportunity to accept Jesus as their Savior. You've heard so many fine singers tonight, and I am not throughout the meeting, I'm not going to sing, but I wanted to quote just one little verse of one of my favorite songs, and that is, I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name.